Well, it's accumulated over a period of time, and basically we found the city has been underestimating revenues and overestimating expenditures. They've been dealing with the shortfall by transferring funds between different accounts, but that if that's not corrected, at some point they're not going to have the money to be able to cover the shortfall. So that $11 million general fund deficit really does need to be addressed. It needs to start with a much smarter and more accurate estimate of revenues and expenditures as the city moves forward.
How long has this been going on? Have there been warning signals about this developing problem, or is this somewhat sudden and recent?
Well, we you know, our audit looked over the past 4 or 5 years, and it certainly has been accumulating over a period of time. And we all understand it's been a tougher time for local governments. The economy has been slow in recovery. That's put stress. The state and federal aid for local governments certainly hasn't been what many have wanted or what had been in the past. So Poughkeepsie, like many of our cities across New York State, are facing those challenges. But you're also seeing in Poughkeepsie some lost opportunities in terms of smarter estimates of what revenues would be and smarter revenues and expenditures. We found where the budgets basically were ignoring what had been the actual numbers of prior years. If they had based their expenditure estimates based on hard numbers of money that was actually spent in the past, they would have had more realistic projections. We've also found that they haven't had the kind of oversight from the city council that I think would also be another level of oversight and checks and balances on how money is being spent in the city. So if they don't turn this around soon, they could be headed for a real crisis. There's significant fiscal stress already. There is time to make the situation better, but they need to take full advantage of the recommendations that we've made.
Your audit also found that Poughkeepsie does have a higher poverty rate compared to most cities. I believe it's 22% compared to 13%. How does that factor in?
Well, we look at demographic information, and we included in this audit our profile on the city of Poughkeepsie. We've been doing profiles of cities across our state because we really find the cities to be on the front line of fiscal stress. And you point out part of the challenge, higher poverty rate, higher unemployment rate in the city, higher than the statewide rate. Also in Poughkeepsie, you have a lower percentage of owner-occupied homes, so the housing market is also structured differently. That's a dynamic that needs to be considered in terms of the impact on the city's overall fiscal strength. It also underscores why the city has been looking for more opportunities for economic development and growth. But these challenges are not unique to Poughkeepsie. You have other of our older cities that have a similar issue of declining population and older communities that's poorer and needs greater services. I think it's part of why we've also said over time, especially as we hopefully have more of a recovery, the state needs to reevaluate the partnership and the support that we give to our municipalities, especially our cities. But I want to emphasize that in the case of Poughkeepsie audit, we found some missed opportunities in terms of local decisions that would have made their fiscal and budget picture better. And we certainly think that needs to be the first priority. Get your fiscal house in order, more oversight, more involvement from the city council, more realistic budget plans based on real numbers, and recognize that if you don't get that deficit under control, you're going to run out of options in terms of those fund transfers. And we also see a growing debt for the city that also could hamper the kind of fiscal strength that we'd like to see. We've seen the debt burden increase some 45% over the past 5 years. That's another red flag and another area of concern.
The city of Schenectady went through a lot of tough fiscal times for a good number of years. They recently reported a budget surplus. So these cities, no matter how rough it gets for them, can turn things around, as evidenced by Schenectady.
And Schenectady is certainly a case where you've seen a serious effort as far as redevelopment and growth and trying to be creative in terms of revitalizing the city core. So you're right, local leadership can make a difference, and it starts with greater accountability, hopefully greater collaboration and coordination, putting aside local politics sometimes gets in the way, but Schenectady certainly has had some more positive news, and we hope that'll be the case not only for Schenectady, but for a number of our other cities. We are, though, putting out our fiscal stress monitoring system that we've initiated. Our first round of reports and categorization of municipalities will start in June. We'll starting with counties and towns and some cities, later in the year, villages, the rest of the cities and school districts. So hopefully we'll all have a better picture as to where our cities are at, our other municipalities, in terms of fiscal stress. It's an issue that not going to go away anytime soon, as long as we have this very difficult economic climate.